This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardener.
Welcome skies
to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We are looking great outside. It's going to be a great day. In the morning, at least, hearing some rain later, but it's still going to be pretty good. So, hope we can enjoy the day. In the meantime, we do have a call on the line, so we want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Tom is in Maine.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thanks, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good, brother. I got a lilac bush on one side of the driveway, and I want to start a lilac bush on the other side of the driveway. And I thought just clipping 6 or 8 inch branches off the bush and root them in the water and then transplant them into the soil. Is that the correct procedure?
So you can do it that way. Another thing you could be doing is using like a rooting powder, right? And using that rooting powder and placing it right into soil to develop it. It might take a little bit longer for you by just cutting and putting in water, because it'll try to start to push like, some growth to it, instead of right away. It's kind of like a cut flower, right? When that happens, it doesn't develop the roots right away, so it might take a little bit longer. So I'd be looking to possibly do make a fresh cut, getting some rooting hormone, and then from there, adding that into a nice light potting mix so that it can get developed a little bit easier that way. And then you'd be able to put it into the ground. I'd be looking at, if you're cutting about 6-8 inches, making sure you're getting 3 to 4 leaf nodes, right?
Yep.
Even if the leaves aren't on it, because you're going to want to pull the leaves off anyways. So you want to pull the leaves off, but you want to make sure there's three to four leaf nodes so that there's some sort of growth, knowing that that could happen, right? So that's, I'd look there. I'd also look at, when you make the cut on the base of the, the cuttings, take like a razor blade, right? Yep. And on the bottom of the cutting, take the razor blade in the center of the, where you cut, and go up about 1/2 inch.
Yeah.
Okay. At the 1/2 inch, what that's doing is it's getting that rooting powder in a little bit further into, it's breaking up some of the inside to get it ready to go into where it needs to go. So that's a recommendation for you that I would be looking at doing. trying to think what else you could do. So with the soil, make sure that you've watered the soil previously, right? So that it's not soaking wet when you put the plant in, but it is, the moisture is in there because it's not going to need to be watered at first for a bit, right? If you don't water it, before and then you go to water it after, what's happening is when you water it, it's going to wash out the, rooting hormone that you're putting in there, right?
Yeah.
And so we want the plant to already be, have moisture in it. So, those would be the things that I'd be looking at doing, to get it established.
What was the best time of year to do this?
So you can do cuttings at any time of year. If you wanted to do it now, you could. You could also wait for the spring. Really up to you on how you want to do it. It's either way. But I find that that process can be done really at any time. During the growing season, right? Not like dead of winter, obviously.
Yeah.
But if you're looking to do it for next year and you're saying, all right, maybe I can get started early, look to do it when the plants are just starting to wake up, right? So that they've just started to push some of that development together. So that's kind of what I would be looking at doing.
Great. Thanks, Patrick.
All righty.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time left in the show for you. I'm trying to do a few things behind the scenes here. We had a couple power outages during the week from all that rain and the thunder, lightning. So it's affected my entire IP address here. So I'm working on trying to get some things to be a little bit cleaner sound for you guys. So I do apologize on the sound today. Doing everything I can in the background while trying to answer your questions. This multitasking thing, I'm usually good at it, but today it's a little distracted, so I apologize. But we're working on it to get everything going here. So that's the living more away from the city where there's not as many trees. That's what kind of happens. Lots of trees in this area are older. We've been having issues, like I said, with the power around here. So anyways, enough about that. It's going to be we're in the fall. We're officially in the fall. We're 3 days in, right? And this is a good time to be doing a lot of that planting, like I was discussing. And, a lot of us, one of the things we think about is, all right, when can I cut my perennials back? When can I get those taken care of, right? And I just want to reiterate that it's not time yet. The majority of our perennials that we look at and say, okay, I got to cut these back, we're not there yet, right? We are still some time. We need the plant themselves to start to show that it's ready to go into, it's winter months, right? That's the easy thing. That's the long and short of it. But what it's doing is it gives us that signal that it is ready, right? By losing its leaves, losing its color in the leaves, right? And so we look for that. We look for the perennials themselves to tell us, hey, it's time. And so I have a number of perennials in the area, right? And I'm not going to cut any of them back because they still have the green leaves. They're still doing everything that they should be doing. And so my plants haven't signaled to me like, hey, all right, we're good. We're giving up for the year. Your turn, right? We're not there. So, I want you to remember that our plants give us the signals when they need something, right? They always give us the signals when there's insects or, disease, that type of thing. But at the end of the year, when they're ready, the perennials are giving us notice and saying, hey, all right, we're there. So I just want to make sure you're under that idea here, because it is that time of year where we start to think about, should I cut, should I not? So I want you to keep that in mind. Our plants will tell us. The other thing, we're not ready to start putting, compost around everything to hill it out or salt marsh hay. We're not there yet, right? We do not want to start creating homes for little rodents, right? We want to get ready for fall, yes, but we do not want to start getting completely ready for winter. We just want to get our products here. We want to get that salt marsh hay, that compost to the houses. We just don't want to use it yet. So we'll discuss that as time goes on. In the next few weeks, we'll be looking to do that. But right now, we're not ready for that aspect of it. Are we ready for, cleanups? Yeah, we're getting there. We definitely are. So if you have some questions for us, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here, get back more of your questions. More great information to be using for the garden this time of year. Thank you. Back to you.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are just a beautiful morning here. It's definitely, like I said, going to get a little bit different later today. We're looking at some rain this afternoon into this evening. Which is good, right? It'll get us ready for the entire year. Get us, for the week, right? Supposed to be a nice week, but we'll give it a go from there. So, if you have questions, call us. We'll discuss all that and more as we get ready for fall and winter, right? Fall is upon us, but it is definitely something that we are looking to. Get our plants in the ground, get some things taken care of. I do apologize. I'm trying in the background here all at the same time to try and get some things figured out with our computer system here. So if you heard some noise, the dog was all active in the background, wanted to see what was going on. So I do apologize for that. But we're here to answer those questions. So definitely, if you have questions, call us. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And again, it's a gonna be a nice morning. So definitely enjoy it and get out there, while you can. Anyway, about an hour from now, Karen from Natural Alternative is going to be joining us, so we look forward to that. That'll be at 8:30, and we'll be looking at a number of things here to get information, so definitely looking forward to that. I was also excited. I got fertilizer shipped to the house. I have a small amount of some houseplants, and one of them is a pothos that early in the season, I had put it out outside in an area that got too much sun, burnt it, and I wasn't thinking, right? I was thinking, oh, because you put it outside, get it out there, that type of thing. Yeah, no, not a good thing. Anyways, so I'm going to be using some of that fertilizer to bring it back. I need to get that look, because I'll tell you, it was phenomenal. It was one of the pothos that was like, I can't think of the name, but it had the white variegation on it instead of the, the almost like the yellow on yellow, right? It was just so cool to see. So I look forward to seeing and telling you even more about the protolyzer, right? I know what it does and I know what it can do, and I've seen it, but let's see what it can do to this plant that I have some issues with. So I'll keep you posted on that, because, you know, like I said, I find that getting, using the product and seeing how it works, going to help you guys even more to be more successful. So we look forward to that. I was like a little kid in a candy shop when I saw the package that arrived from them. So I was pretty pumped. So I'll give you an update when I start to be able to use it. Like I said, I got it yesterday. But like I said in the first hour, used their personal spray for insects, mosquitoes, that type of thing. And man, it was awesome. I tell you, it worked like a charm, and smelled awesome to me. So definitely highly recommend it. What else is going on in the garden? There's so much going on right now because everything's waking back up from its, hibernation, if you will. So we can discuss all those things, right? I talked about this morning, my lawn is just starting to pop. A lot of new blades of grass are showing up. It's definitely worth it. Long haul here. We're getting that rain. We're getting those cool temperatures. It's coming back. Our plants are coming back and looking good. So if you have some questions, call us. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now we're going to end up taking a break here, but we'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years. Graham Watering Tools have been a professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com. USA Radio News.
A man accused of killing 6 people and injuring dozens of others by driving an SUV through a Christmas parade in Wisconsin last year wants to represent himself in a trial that is scheduled to begin in a little more than a week. A motion was filed requesting that the public defender of Daryl Brooks Jr. and the assistant public defender be taken off the case. A hearing on the motion is scheduled for Tuesday. New York City's mayor says he plans to erect hangar-sized tents as temporary shelter for thousands of international migrants who have been bused to the Big Apple by governors to disrupt federal border policies. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Ballpark Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I apologize for having a little bit of technical difficulties this morning, so I'm trying to fix everything in between breaks, and just not happening. So I apologize on that. Anyways, we're here to answer your questions and do everything we can to help you out. So definitely, if you have some questions, you can call us. Again, I don't know what seems to have happened to my computer system here, but I've kind of lost all IP addresses and all those things. So that's what gets me to... That's what gets me connected to you. It gets me connected to everything. So I apologize the sound quality today. I'm not happy with it. And I've been trying to work on it for about an hour and 45 minutes now. So anyways, let's talk plants. Let's forget about computers. So, right, you've been noticing that your lawn is waking up, right? It's definitely getting ready for the fall. It's starting to show you that it's back and it's ready. So definitely, if you have not fertilized or put a winterizer down, now is the time to do that, right? Getting your lawn and garden taken care of, getting that lawn some fertilizer so it can get ready for winter, right? So it can get ready to do what you're looking it to do, for it to do, and be ready for next year as well, right? The next year, you know, it's still wide open of what can happen, right? We don't know if there's going to be a drought next year. We don't know what's going to happen. So we want to be ready, acting like it's going to be the perfect situation for the lawn. How can we help it? And that's by, fertilizing now, getting it ready for spring, right? Getting it ready for next season. Now, we do have a call on the line, so we want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Roberta's in New Hampshire.
Roberta, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Try to hear you. I know you're having trouble with your. Anyway, this is a. Question I should have asked you earlier in the spring. I'll be ready in.
Now, Roberta, if you could do me a favor and just turn down the radio behind you.
I
appreciate that. I can't hear you with your questions, so I apologize. So I want to be able to help you out.
Well, I have a dwarf, a lilac tree that was given to me by my daughter. And I know it takes a few years for those things to really root in and feel at home. But I'm still waiting for blooms, and it's been 5 years. What can I do to help it along?
And what type of plant was it again? I'm sorry.
A dwarf lilac.
Okay. Now, have you fertilized it, done anything along those lines at this point?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So what I'd like to see you do in the spring of this upcoming year.
Yeah.
Is I'd like for you to fertilize it with a super phosphate. Okay.
Super phosphate.
Yep. The super phosphate is the one that has the heavy middle number, right? So the middle number of the fertilizer, it'll usually say like 0440 or 0180, something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's what you're going to be looking to use for the fertilizing. And what that does is that'll help push blossoms, push root system development, those types of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's been there for a number of years, so the root system's probably well developed. But adding this is going to help push new blooms, new everything, okay?
Okay, and what about pruning? It's a small plant. Can I prune it now or spring?
About that, Roberta. I was having technical difficulties. They just keep happening. I apologize. So, what we were discussing was the pruning, right?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't and need much pruning, but I didn't know if it bloomed on old growth or new growth.
So it does, but the thing about it is what you could do if you're looking to do any pruning right now would be to prune any of the dead and damaged, which probably isn't a lot. Any of the branches that kind of are too close to
mm-hmm.
each other, right? The normal types that you would do on a regular basis. So, I think it just needs something. What I would also look to do is fertilize this fall with like a tree tone or a plant tone at half the rate that's in the bag, because what could be happening is we could just be having random issues during the season, during the winter, where this root dieback, the plant is just starting to try and fix it each time, and it's just starting over almost every time. So that could be part of what's going on. So I'd love to be able to see you do a few of those things and get it to work that way, okay?
Thank you so much.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
And you too.
Thank you. All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Again, I do apologize for the issues we've been having today. I don't know what's going on with it. Having a hard time here. So I apologize. Hopefully we'll be better soon. We can work on this, get this figured out. Anyways, we've been talking a number of different things, right? We were talking a little bit about the lawn and what to do with the lawn right now, right? The lawn is, it's had some issues throughout the year. And the only thing that's going to make it better is if we do something for it, right? And that's fertilizing. That's taking care of the lawn. It's been in a dormant stage for a couple months now because of all the drought that we've had. And so we need to do something for it to get it stronger. And by doing, and what are those things we need to do? The things that we need to do are, you know, obviously some fertilizer. And we're looking for a winterizer. That winterizer doesn't have a lot of nutrients in it. It has, you know, a lot of phosphorus in it, because that's going to help the overall, but it's also going to just help it kind of slow down a little bit, right? That's what the plants need to, the lawn needs to do at this point. It needs to just slow down, right? So we're looking at that winterizer. If you had put a winterizer down in the past couple weeks, I want you to be able to put it down again. Now, we might be able to, and I say might, be able to put another application down. We're at the end of September, right? It could be like the second week in November if you were to put it down today of what the lawn, you know, when the time to put it down, right? So look for that. We're looking to see if we can put a second application if you haven't in a while. Again, I talk all the time about five applications. Five applications is the way to go, because your lawn grows all the way to the end of the season and while it can, right? So it's just a lot of people look at it and say, all right, I did my four steps, I'm done. The lawn's still growing. Like I've said a million times, the fourth step shows, you know, and is put in usually August. That's way too early. There's so many months left of growing. So it's just something I want you to keep in mind and keep going with. So definitely fertilizing now. If you've never done any fall fertilizer for the lawn, it's something you need to do. And it is really, really important if you want to have the success in your lawn. For the future. So we'll definitely continue on with that. And all of your questions, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We hope that if you have some questions, you can call us. And we're doing everything we can to help you out here. Like I said, just some technical difficulties today, and I apologize. I hate when this happens. I feel like I have no control over it. Doing everything I can, I apologize again. Anyways, sun's out. Should be out there this morning doing some cleanup. Might be a little bit chilly, right? We're still in the 40s. But I think it's going to be a good day out there for you. So definitely look for that. And get out there. Enjoy it while we can, because in a couple months, you know, snow's going to be flying, right? We're not going to be able to do a lot. So definitely get out there, get the cleaning done, and work from there. If you have questions, our phone number here, 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Garden Club, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Jay is in Rhode Island.
Jay, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
My question is, I just heard your last segment. You were talking about bringing back the lawns, but my lawn got devastated this summer. I'm thinking of putting down clover. I do still have some grass left, but I want to add clover where it's mostly clover. I don't know if you recommend that or, and my question would be, can you fertilize that? Because from what I'm reading, you can't, it will kill the clover.
Yeah. So that's the thing, right? Is clover thrive on, not great soil, right? It doesn't need as much of the, fertilizer that a lawn does. The pH doesn't need to be as, taken care of, right? A lot of people do it because it's a little bit easier. They don't have to worry about it. But one of the problems that I find that I've run into is that, if you get a weed mixed into there that you don't want or don't, can't really use in there, there's nothing you can really do because it's going to kill that weed and the clover. Because most weed killers don't know the difference between, they just know broadleaf weeds in general. So that's where part of the problem is here. So, I would look to, if you're looking to put it in, it's definitely a great option, an easier option. I've seen more people go to that option just because it's easier. Plus, it also, when it flowers, it helps the pollinators it helps the, you know, everything on that aspect come into the yard a little bit easier without having to plant like a whole perennial garden. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's definitely worth it if you want to try it out. But, you know, to me, the downfall is if something gets in there that you don't want, you know, a weed killer is going to kill everything in that area. So you're not going to be able to really control it without killing everything and starting fresh in that area.
Okay. So there's nothing I could do as far as, say, crabgrass. Would that control that?
So you wouldn't be able to on some of that because it's just going to, because the crabgrass preventers, if you're looking at those types of things, they won't be able to tell the difference between clover seed and crabgrass seed when they're starting out. So there'll be that issue. There's, you know, crabgrass killer that you can spray over crabgrass, but it's not going to just kill the crabgrass. It's going to kill, usually they have listed like 200 other broadleaf weeds, and clover is usually one of them.
Okay.
That's kind of like the downfall. If you know, the one thing you could do is maybe, you know, try to kill the, you know, prevent the crabgrass early in the season next year, right? Do the whole process of preventing, and then once you've kind of got the lawn established, you'll notice there'll be some holes, you know, where the crabgrass usually is, and maybe fill in with clover at that point. You know what I mean? So try to do the prevention and the crabgrass killer earlier in the season, and then later in the season, then take over with clover once you've really gotten rid of the nuisance type weeds that are there. So that could be an option as well.
I was actually planning on, well, I felt I should put it down now in the early fall.
Well, you can. And so what that's going to do is because a lot of the crabgrass, I mean, you can see what left out there. It was just a lot easier to tell where crabgrass was this year because there was no lawn. It was only just crabgrass thriving, at least in my yard. But you could pull some of those out, and those areas where that crabgrass was is where you could put the clover seed over to try to take over. So that next year, when the clover is, you know, down, the crabgrass isn't going to come through because it's already something established in that area. So that's an option as well.
Okay. Is there any type of a clover that you recommend? I know
white
they say that Dutch white clover.
White clover is the way to go. I have to hit a break. I apologize. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.